这里有了一班的人，好像爬到另外一班的上面去。
So now you see a group of people that seem to climb onto other group of people.
弟兄，这怎么回事？
What happened?
在教会里面，怎么可能有一班人比另外一边高一点？
How in the church can there be somebody at a higher level than another one?
主说你们都是弟兄。
The Lord said, "You are all brothers."
约翰说，我约翰，你们的弟兄。
John said, "I, John, your brother."
弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister.
如果我们都是弟兄。
If we are all brethren.
怎么有的人爬到上面来征服我们？
How can there be somebody who climbs a little above and conquers us?
看你教会已经放松了。
That means the church has become loose.
不仅如此。
Not only that.
圣经明明告诉我们都是祭司。
The Bible tells us we are all priests.
你来到神面前。
When you come before God, and because of Christ Jesus, we can come before the Lord. There is no separation, no division between us. By His precious blood, we can come boldly before His presence. Not only we stand before Him, we can serve Him. All those who serve Him,He's a priest. You're a priest, I'm a priest. Everybody's a priest. If everybody's a priest, how can there be another class between God and the priest? In the New Testament, that doesn't exist. But if you read the Old Testament, it's different. In the Old Testament, you see not only a priest, but you also see the high priest. So in the Old Testament, there's that story. Even though there's priests, but there's also a high priest. But brothers and sisters, our high priest is Christ. It is our Lord. Do you see that? The church becomes lax. How can you have this condition? Not only that. If we were to read carefully the Bible, the church is the body of Christ. And we are all members one with another. Some are an ear, some are a hand. All the members have their functions. You have something I don't have. I have something you don't have. And I can give you something which you can give back. So then the entire body starts to function. Brothers and sisters, if everyone is a member, how can there be something else in between the head and the members? If a sister is there playing the piano, and maybe she can see, in 1 minute, she can see 1,000 bean sprouts. And then she has to play the notes. Brother, sister. So you know that the head is actually equipping the hands and telling it what to do. So how do you have a condition that between the members and the head, there's something else there? So brothers and sisters, when you read the Bible, when you read prophecy, now you notice these things started to happen. It didn't happen overnight. It was like Rome, not built overnight. But 300 years, slowly it became to being. Brothers and sisters, and then you see in the church there are those of the Nicolaitans. At the beginning it was only the deeds. At the end it became teaching. Brothers and sisters, what does this mean? It is not just a single occurrence. This has to do with the Jews. The Jews mentioned here, if we read it specifically, we are talking about those who want to Judaize the church. In the time of Paul, there was this group of people. They came, they reappeared. Brothers and sisters, do you see? The church is the body of Christ. But somebody wants, there are people who want to make it a religion. All the religions are counterfeit. Only the Jewish religion is the true one. How do you know it's a religion? There is a temple, there is a priest, and there's law, etc., etc. That is Judaism. Brothers and sisters, why was Paul imprisoned? If the Lord did not handcuff him, under that great tradition, very naturally the church would have gone back to Judaism. How is that possible? We know in the first 300 years, unquestionably, it began in the apostolic age. What is that question? Slowly but surely, the church became Judaized. Especially at the end of the 3rd century. Brothers and sisters, how do you explain the dark ages? It is because in the first 300 years, you see that the church has become deformed. Something that has life suddenly is losing life. Religion is like a robot. It's just like a machine. You just have to press a button and the whole machine starts working. But that has no life. It's dead. Brothers and sisters, this is what the church experienced in the first 300 years. Now we want to see, how did it occur? How was it born? And how was it accomplished? We already mentioned last night. In the first 300 years, the Lord had several of those who really loved him. They were very important men in the church history. We mentioned Clement, we mentioned Ignatius, we mentioned Polycarp. And when we mention the second and third centuries, we mentioned Irenaeus, Cyprian, and Tertullian. When we speak of the deeds of the Nicolaitans, to begin, we need to see that in the Bible it shows that we are all priests. We are all priests. But slowly that condition became lax. For more of the younger ones, I would like to read something. I want to quote a historian called Philip Schaff. Because the history that he wrote on Christianity is a very objective?
No, it's official.
A very official account. Because it is a very official history. And then by his background, we can see how he viewed the church history at that time. So we want to read a quote from Schaff. Remember, this is from his point of view. And then he will explain to us his point of view of that time in the first century. In the apostolic church, preaching and teaching were not confined to a particular class.
那么在早期使徒时代的教会，教导和教训并不限于特班的一个阶级里边的人。
But every convert could proclaim the gospel to unbelievers, and every Christian who had the gift could pray and teach and exhort in the congregation.
每一个得救的人都能够对于不信的人传福音，而每一个基督徒，他只要主给他恩典，他能够祷告，能够教导，能够劝勉在聚会里面。
The New Testament knows no spiritual aristocracy or nobility, but calls all believers saints, though many fell far short of their vocation.
那在新约里面，没有特别的一般的人，圣经称他们做圣徒，虽然他们不是个个都是圣洁的。
Nor does it recognize a special priesthood in distinction from the people as mediating between God and the laity.
所以在神和一般
It knows only one high priest, Jesus Christ, and clearly teaches the universal priesthood as well as universal kingship of believers. It does this in a far deeper and larger sense than the old.In a sense too, which even to this day is not yet fully realized.
你看这里说，就是今天好像我们完都没有完全实现的。请大家记得，当这个 Philip Schaff 写这个的时候是一八多少年，是十九世纪的时候。他根据他所知道的，就是今天好像还没有完全实现。
Remember when he mentions which even to this day is not yet fully realized, Schaff wrote this in the 19th century.I'm going to continue. The entire body of Christians are called clergy, a peculiar people, the heritage of God. 1 Peter 5:3.
根据彼得前书五章三节，整个基督的全体都应该是圣品人，因为在原文乃是指着神的产业来说。所以我们就很清楚。
From here, very clearly we see.
在教会里面是没有圣品阶级。
There is no clericalism in the church.
但是慢慢有一个制度叫做圣品制度就产生了。
But something called the clergy started to arrive.
那么这个事情是怎么开始的呢？
How did it begin?
这个事情最早开始的是有一个人叫做哥里勉。
It began with this person named Clement.
那么这就是圣经里面所提到的哥里面。
And this is the individual mentioned in the Bible.
因为历史上有两个很有名的哥里面。
Because in history there are two very famous Clements.
所以我们称这个叫做罗马的哥里面。
So we call him the Clement of Rome.
那么在那个时候他读圣经。
When he read the Bible at that time.
他就发现在旧约讲到祭司体系的时候。
When he read the Bible and he saw this matter of the Levitical priesthood.You saw that there was the high priest, the priest, and the Levites. If you were to convert it into New Testament language, then you have deacons. If you'd use New Testament language, then the Levites would be deacons, and then you'd have the elders, and they'd have one more position.But the Bible only mentions deacons and elders. Sometimes they'll mention bishops and deacons. But an overseer is a deacon, a deacon is an overseer. I'm sorry. The overseer is an elder, and elder is an overseer. So the word overseer and elder are interchangeable. In other words, the overseer is not greater than an elder. But when they read the Bible,they started to notice.
圣经的话
according to the Old Testament,
那么在长老的上面应该还有长老长。
Above the elder, there's an elder of an elder.
你知道这个是普通人的一般的观念。
That is the concept of many people.
你如果就你像大祭司，当然是最大的，率领所有的以色列人。
And then you know that the high priest is the greatest one of all, leading all of Israel.
所以当他们读圣经，他们都觉得在这些长老上面应该有个长老长。
So when they read the Bible, they felt that there had to be an elder of elders. So then they separated the overseers and the elders in the Bible. For example, in Rome, there were 47 elders. So then one of the 47 became the elders of the elder of the elders.
那么这什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
这个长老长就变成监督了。
The elder of elders became a bishop.
所以每个地方的监督就一个。
So in every locality there was one bishop.
就好像宇宙教会只有一个头一样。
So like in the universal church there's only one head.
那根据这一方面的领会。
According to the understanding of these people.How Christ is the head of the church. In one local church. This bishop ended up becoming the most important. Brothers and sisters. Now do you understand? Before, everyone in the Bible are elders. In other words, these are responsible to the Lord. They put the church matters on their hands. But how come there are no elder of elders? There is an elder of elders. That elder of elders is Christ himself. No matter where, Christ is always the head of the church. Brothers and sisters, that is God's original purpose. No matter where, no matter how spiritual you are, even though the responsibility is upon you, you can err. You need other brothers and sisters. You are a sinner saved by grace. The Lord now has given you grace to give you a position of leadership. And yes, you walk ahead, there are people who follow you. But you need to be careful. Are you going to lead people astray? Because you probably walked astray before. How do you know you're not going to mistake today? The responsibility is upon you. You feel that this responsibility is great. For this reason, everyone has to be under the headship of the Lord Jesus Christ. When these elders gather together, it's not what you say that counts or what you say that counts. It's what Christ says that counts. Brothers and sisters, when they have a council meeting, there is always an empty seat. They can't see it. That empty seat belongs to Christ. But some people say it's impossible. We don't have an elder of elders. So when you read the Bible, then slowly but surely, above the elders, there was another elder. Before, before the elders were the ones controlling the church. But now the bishops are controlling it. Before it was a collective leadership. But then it became an episcopy. And then this episcopacy became very famous. At the very beginning, especially with the beginning of Ignatius,
we know Ignatius,
when he spoke on this matter of episcopacy, Ignatius was very fervent in saying this. Why did he say this? There were some reasons. At the very beginning, don't forget, this episcopacy happened at one local place. In other words, that above the elders, there was an elder of elders. And this person was called a bishop. So when you read the first 300 years of history, when we thought of those very important men, like Ignatius, like Polycarp, they were called bishops. Before, it was just an honorary name. Because indeed in the church, they were ahead of most. But slowly, that episcopacy started to rise up. What does that mean? And this slowly substituted the fact that the Lord was the head of the church. Because these were all men who had fallen before. If they were to make one little mistake, the entire church would go wrong. And then slowly these things began to happen. So when it began, it would happen one place, you had one bishop. But like in Ephesus, not only was there a church in Ephesus, and aside, near Ephesus, there are many villages. But in the villages, there were churches. So then in each church, according to the Bible, there should be elders there responsible. So then slowly, each place had its own bishop. If you were to see the church in Ephesus plus all the surrounding churches, if they were to have a meeting, who has the final word? Very naturally, the bishop in the church of Ephesus had the final word. And then suddenly you have a structure being built. Before it was one local place. So then what ended up happening, then you have one huge area, each area, district. So then you would have a metropolis where you would have a bishop. Not only that, if you have one province, then in the province, the bishop of that province was the greatest. And then that's how it developed. In the Roman Empire, there were three great cities. One is Antioch. One is Rome. And the other one is Alexandria. The three bishops in the churches of these places, if they had a council, very naturally their authority became the highest. Not only that, if you add Jerusalem, and then you add Constantinople, in the whole entire world, you have the five most important bishops. So they became known as the patriarch bishops. So the Greek Orthodox portion stops here. Because the highest level of office are the patriarchal bishops. But we know that the Roman Catholic Church went further. So then it ended up being that in the entire world, the bishop in Rome was the greatest. And shortly after that, and then we know that the papacy then was developed. So once the papacy was developed, then slowly the church entered the dark ages. Brothers and sisters, this being loose is step by step. But don't forget, when we speak of these bishops, it's not that important. The important is, where do you put, what level do you put these bishops? If you're talking about them being an episcopate, because when you talk about the Old Testament, the priests are between man and God. In the Old Testament, there is a class between God and man. If we were to go back to that position, then it's not a matter of who's first. Before, all priests, but now you have a high priest. That is their bishop. But here's the question. What position do you put them in? Then slowly they say, these who serve God. The position that they have is the position of a priest. Do you see that? It's extremely important. We've said this before. Especially Ignatius. Or Irenaeus. Or Cyprian. Through the three of them. And then this system started to grow. How did it become a priest? Because at the very beginning, since the bishops were the greatest, every time they broke bread, who would stand up to bless the bread and cup? Of course, it was the bishop. Or if the bishop was sick, he would then appoint somebody to bless the bread and cup. So before the Lord's table, somebody is there blessing the bread and cup. Always is the same person. Here's a question. When he blesses the bread and cup, when he raises the bread, when he raises the cup, when he blesses him, slowly, there's a thought that is developed. What does that
mean?
Isn't this the bread that represents the body of Christ? Doesn't the cup represent the blood? Isn't this a sacrifice? So if somebody is here blessing the bread and cup, if in his hands there's a sacrifice, who is this person? This person is a priest. Do you see that? Because he's a priest, this table is no longer an ordinary table. This table becomes an altar. This becomes an altar. And then what surrounds this table? It becomes a synagogue. And this entire place becomes a temple. Brothers and sisters, do you see that? That is something from Judaism. When you go to Judaism, you see the holy place. You also see the Holy of Holies. You see the altar. This is stuff of the Old Testament. But don't forget, And slowly but surely, these people became priests. So we know that in the 3rd century, those who were serving, they were all called priests. And elders were called priests. Simply speaking, these were all priests. Brothers and sisters, so slowly you see this class that was developed. But when we first began, whether it be elders or whether it be deacons, they would still do their own things. But slowly they couldn't do it anymore because they were touching spiritual things. So then they were saying, you can't touch the things of this world, it's not spiritual. So slowly but surely, the part of the clergy started not touching things of the world. They would only touch spiritual things. When they arrived in the 4th century, then you cannot touch the things of the world. You can only focus on the spiritual. Brothers and sisters, before everyone was a priest, everyone was to be busy. But now you have a class in the church. They are the ones overseeing the spiritual things. Now we can go and love our world. Brothers and sisters, do you see that? So then you see the condition of the church. And then shortly afterwards, since now that you have the clergy, they are pure, they're holy. Because all the high priest is pure. They ask a question. Can these people be married? If they're married, then they are no longer holy. Perfect. Slowly do they not only touch worldly things. And slowly they become people not of this world. The more you don't marry, the more spiritual you are. At the very beginning, they didn't insist that you not be married. Tertullian was married. But Cyprian refused to get married. And everybody was led according to the Spirit. But at the very end, it became different. At the very end, the clergy could not be married. Brothers and sisters, slowly this condition developed. When this condition developed, are you going to ask, is this the Church of God or is this Judaism? When we arrive at the 3rd century, historians tell us, it was at that time that they probably wore the priestly garments. Before there were no garments. Now suddenly they're wearing garments of the priest. So what are the priestly garments? It starts from the Old Testament. The high priest is from the Old Testament. And then in the Old Testament, you have to wear the priestly garment. So the clergy started to wear priestly garments. Brothers and sisters, for this reason, now you see a thing here. And it's at that time, the persecution became great. And there are many heresies in the church. For example, and the most dangerous heresy was the Colossian heresy. But to resolve the issue of these heresies, these fathers, when they dealt with these heresies, what did the heretics say? They say that in secret we actually have God's commandment, the Lord's commandment. How are you going to deal with them? So a thought started to occur. These priests are not only, these bishops are not only bishops. These bishops have something to do with the apostles. So there is a link there, a relationship. They are the ones who succeed the apostles. In that same line. Of all the bishops that we know, there was never this teaching. They said there can't be this heresy in the church. Why? According to the succession, there's not this thought. So because of that, we can deal with the heresy. To deal with the heresy, they had a way. First, we have to have bishops. There is a succession, a line of succession from the apostles. So you can't see the heresies here. So the truth of the church is maintained upon these people. So as long as you're in the church, there's no heresy. Heresies are outside of the church. Brothers, what was the result? Not only was there one place, one bishop, a district or metropolis had another bishop, and when there was a difficulty to resolve the issues, then they can deal with the heresies. So unbeknownst to them, the entire world became a church. But if at that time it was one church, then you have to have one who is the greatest. So slowly you would see that the Roman bishop would be the greatest. Brothers and sisters. So slowly toward the end of the 3rd century, what was the condition there? The entire church, outwardly looking in, was like they became Judaized. In other words, according to man's wisdom, there was a religion that was developed. How do you know it's a religion? However, Judaism is a religion, that's a religion. Judaism has the synagogue, they have a church. They have in Judaism you have the high priest, here you have a bishop. Judaism you have Levites, here you have deacons. Judaism you have sacrifices here too. Brothers and sisters, in man's view, here is a religion that has completely been developed. It fulfills all the conditions of being a religion. Brothers and sisters, here we do not only see the teachings and deeds of the
Nicolaitans,
but here we also see the slander and the lies of the Jews. And it is slowly how the church became lax. But brothers and sisters, thank the Lord. The Lord calls for overcomers. What did he say? Here the Lord says that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. Brothers and sisters, let us remember. The teachings and the deeds of the Nicolaitans, or the Judaism, the Lord says, this is what I hate. Why does the Lord hate this? Before, the new wine was to be put in new wineskins. But when the system was created, you have turned the church into a religion in this world. Where is the body of Christ?
有组织, 但是生命到哪里去?
There is an organization, but where is life?
有几个肢体在那动, 其他大部分的肢体到哪里去?
There are some members moving, but where are the rest of the members?
所以主说我恨恶, 这也是我所恨恶。
The Lord said, which I also hate.
弟兄姊妹,
Brother and sister,
你看见这些行程,
these deeds of the Nicolaitans,
有一个原因的,
there's one reason. It's because the church was persecuted. You want to maintain the unity of the body. You want to feed the children of God. There are some good points. There are good points for bishops. For everybody to be gathered together, are good points. But then heresies approach. Why don't brothers and sisters follow heresies? Because in the church there's salvation. When you leave the church, there's no salvation. When Cyprian said this, he was speaking of ideal church. If you were to leave an ideal church, there's no salvation. But he forgot. That is, the church is those who are saved by grace gathered together. So shortly after. So slowly the words of Cyprian became outside of the Roman church, there is no salvation. But not only that. Now you see. Now the church is going to the dark. Things will start to happen. But no matter what, at the end of the third century, this is the condition of how the church became loose. No wonder our Lord continued to remember this. If you have turned the church of our Lord into a religion, and even though Paul was in handcuffs, because of that, the church can be delivered from being Judaized. The church is the body of Christ, therefore it can contain the new wine. Brothers and sisters, do you understand? All the overcomers here, he says that he will give them the tree of life and the paradise of God. What does that mean? Where did these thoughts come from? These thoughts came from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The greatest accomplishment of the tree of the good of knowledge and evil is it gave man religion. All religions start from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But those who overcome will give you the fruit of the tree of life. Brothers and sisters, these things are very similar. But the question is this. It is because you want to try to become one. You want to use man's ways. And then you can go through persecution. So you can protect the children of God so they won't fall into heresy. We thank the Lord. In the church, in Chester, God raised another people to resolve this issue. In the 12th century, when we knew that an inquisitor said, when the Inquisition looked at all the different heresies, they wanted to deal with the heresies. They had a report. They said that from the first century until now, there's 70 big heresies. But the heresy that is most difficult to deal with, the most difficult heresy to deal with is the Valdenses. They have three special features. First, they were scattered everywhere. Secondly, their works were very good. And thirdly, they began from the 3rd century. You might even take them all the way back to the apostolic age. brothers and sisters,
如果这个话是对的,
if these words are true, the Lord already raised an overcomer during that time. And they all read their Bibles. They all preached the gospel. So the Pope had no way. So he had a command. The common man cannot read the Bible. And some memorized the New Testament. And they broke bread in their kitchens. Brothers and sisters, their truth was not mistaken. What they saw was what Martin Luther saw 400 years later. And the Roman Catholic Church dealt with them. They were chased by crusaders. The crusaders were to go after pagans. But the church did not accept these people. They used to hide in the caves of the Alps, in the side of Italy. But they were chased. And during the snowy days, they would climb up the mountains. And they would cross over to France. 3,000 people hid in a cave. And these Roman people came across like spiders, and then they burnt them to death. Within 30 years, there were 900,000 people martyred for the Lord. Don't forget, in the first 300 years of church history, there were 5 million martyrs for the Lord. If you are to transform it, change it into today's words, there was 100 million people who died. But remember, 300 years. But within 30 years, the saints' blood. Brothers and sisters, for 400 years, from one place to another, if you go to Germany, don't stay at a hotel. You can go and stay at a brother and sister's house. In France, or the southern part of France, there were 1,000 such gatherings. If you know their story, we have to ask. Does it mean they have no difficulties among them? Does that mean that their truth has a problem? They have no problems with the truth. Maybe they have problems with other things. But the Waldenses, even the historians of the Catholic Church say today that they had no problems with the truth. They had no organization to keep the truth. But Christ was their head. Christ protected them. Then, brothers and sisters, what happened? What was their only sin? And their only sin was they were against clericalism. In other words, they hated the deeds of the Nicolaitans. The Lord said, I also hate. Brothers and sisters, the Lord gave them of the tree of life. And they gained the knowledge, that knowledge of the life, the knowledge of the word. Brothers and sisters, when you see the greatest minds, when they receive of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, they have many ways. But what happened? Brothers and sisters, no longer is it the new wineskin. The old wineskin has returned. Thank the Lord. The Lord loves His church. The Lord calls for overcomers. These brothers and sisters, they will bring shame to those of the third century. Thank the Lord, brothers and sisters. This is what the Lord has done in the church. So as we explained yesterday, I want to explain to you what is this blurry part on the table. We know through 300 years, the church has gone through much persecution. What does it mean that the church went through persecution?
Because
the Lord that they believed in was hung on the cross. They are now suffering for the Lord's sake. They are conformed to the image of His Son. How the Lord was crucified. Now they see the repetition and the prolongation of the cross. After 300 years, the glorious resurrection, the amazing harvest. I say, brothers and sisters, before the Roman Empire conquered this world, don't forget, the Romans had soldiers and weapons. The people of God had nothing in their hands. They only had the mark of the cross. They are the ones who took up the cross. Whether they were martyrs or not, they were these type of people. 300 years. It is the cross was repeated and prolonged. Finally bringing in revival. Brothers and sisters. Why when they persecuted the church, they couldn't destroy the church? Here is a real picture. It should be a color picture. You will see this picture in Italy today. Use your iPhone and you'll be able to take this picture. We know that there is a palace near Naples. That is the palace of Nero. That's his summer palace. And it was there that he poisoned to death his mother. He actually put his mother on a boat. And that boat sunk. And the mother actually could still swim. And then she actually swam to the shore. And at that shore. And it is actually the same place where Paul, when he was handcuffed, came ashore. The amphitheater was actually like a lake. And then you have Nero's palace. And then there are many... Then many of those were actually clothed with wild beast skin. And then they were actually burned. And then Nero at night would go around proclaiming his victory. 300 years. The children of God suffered. But thank the Lord. Then it's a glorious resurrection. So now in the ruins of the palace of Nero, you will now today, you will see a fig tree. It's a fig tree that is upside down. If you see, it's an upside down fig tree. It is growing from the top to the bottom. What does that mean? This is the testimony of the church in the first 300 years. Every time you cut the branches and the leaves, the root is forever in heaven. Brothers and sisters, God is a God of humor. Even until 2,000 years later, in Italy, near Naples, you can see with your own eyes this picture. Brothers and sisters, this is the testimony of Christ. Thank the Lord. First 300 years, there was weakness, there was failure. But there's victory. But thank the Lord. Did the Lord fail? There were still 7,000 who did not bow down to the prophet Baal. Thank the Lord. This is his own testimony. Let us pray. Lord, we want to thank you. For these words, we cannot help but give you all the glory. May you use these words and remember our young ones before us. The testimony has been entrusted to them. If you are to tarry, may they be able to receive the torch to receive and hasten your return. Listen to our prayer. In Jesus' victorious name.
There are some spiritual books that we have placed in the outer foyer to give to brothers and sisters as a gift. They are gifts from the West Coast Christian Conference and some of the brethren within the conference. There should be available one copy for each individual. There are no other announcements, so we'll dismiss here. Oh, excuse me, one more time. We ask the brothers and sisters who are staying in the village and STTC to go to the dining hall as quickly as you can.